So we have to look over here in Siman Pei Zayin Sivav. Hamavushan, Ramavusha Bachamezveria, Ein Lokin Alav. Beir Hagola points out that over here, Huvaya Bi Yerushalmi, Yinadorim Vol Ifshita. So since Vol Ifshita, we have a Sadek Daraisa, Sadek Daraisa, Ein Lokin Alav. The Gra, over here, Sifkatan Yigimel, points out that Lachor, we have a steer in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Perek Vav Yinadorim, the Yerushalmi, which is quoted by the Beir Hagola. So there, Rabbanan B'Kesarin, Shalu and Ma'ushan, Mahu Shiyehebo, Mishum Tafshile Shabbos, Mahu Shiyehebo, Mishum Tafshile Basar V'Cholav, Avol Perek Zayin V'Shabbosham, Alatar, within the Hilchot Shabbos, Hatzola, Hametagen, Hasholek, V'Hama'ashen, Kula Mishum Avashel. Ibkein Hua, Dinli in Basar V'Cholav. That which is the Abaya in one Yerushalmi, the Abaya is Nifshat in another Yerushalmi. And so the Gra simply is Meir. When I learned Yerudei Bar Avzam Nechemia, he pointed out something very, very interesting. He wants to say there's no steer at all. I want to say that Barur, that we have a din that Me'ushan is Chayav on Shabbos. That's what we see in Perek Zayin of Shabbos. That Me'ushan is Chayav on Shabbos. However, the question is it Chayav as an Av, or is it Chayav as a Tolda? I mean, what level of Mishul is it? And that is the suffix of the Rabbanan de Kesari. Mahu shiyehevo mishum tafshilei Shabbos. Because what's nafkamina, whether it's an av or a tolda, mahu shiyehevo mishum basar b'chalav. And it's a very interesting approach that we know that not everything which is bishul on Shabbos is automatically going to be bishul in basar b'chalav. And therefore, that could be the abaya of the Yerushalmi. What level of bishul is on Shabbos? Is it a level that can be moved over to the world of basar b'chalav? So that's the ratio. Then the Machaber continues, and here the Machaber is quoting the language of the Rambam. V'chena mevashel basar b'meichalav, o b'chalav meisa, o b'chalav zachar, o shevishel dam b'chalav, patur v'ein loken al achilasa mishin basar b'chalav. That the Rambam, whom the Machaber is quoting, says that we have an abaya in the Gemara about these forms of chalav. And the Torah says, "Los tevashel gedi b'chalev imo." Is mei chalav chalev imo? Now we dealt with mei chalav on the level of is it Eber Menachai? That's one question. Even if we say that mei chalav is not Eber Menachai, you can still ask that is this the chalav imo? Is this the chalav the way it came out of the mother, or chalav mesa? Is this considered to be chalev imo, or chalav zachar is considered to be chalev imo? Since we have over here an avaya, the Rambam paskins all of these situations are aser drabanan. Patur, they're all asa drabanan, and therefore certainly in lokan al chilaso mishum basar v'chalav. The problem is that if we're dealing over here on the level of yisurim drabanan, why does the machaber use the phrase v'chein hamavashel basar v'chalav? It's quoted from the Rambam. Why does the Rambam use the phrase hamavashel? We pointed out that when we're dealing with basar v'chalav drabanan, it's only nisur achila. The yisurim of bishul and hanah don't move into the drabanan, into the world of drabanan. So why over here does he mention Mevashel? So there's Rabbi Kiva Eger who asked that question over here, Al-Atar, and it's long Rabbi Kiva Eger, but the upshot of Rabbi Kiva Eger is what we already saw in the Shach twice, namely that the word Mevashel in the language of the Mishnah, in the language of the Gemara, even the language of the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, can mean Achila. Now Mevashel over here refers to Achila rather than the Iser of Bishul per se. So the same way that we saw that in the Shach on Chalav Isha, Asur Levashel B'Chalav Isha Mishim Arasayim, the Shach says that meant Achila. The same way we saw it back by Basar Chof, Basar Chaya V'Of, that the word Bishul can mean Achila. Over here also the word Bishul means Achila. And so, why the Shach doesn't say it? Maybe because he already said it twice. Doesn't feel a need to say it again. Okay, so we saw that, again, the Shach was Sifkatan Zayin in terms of Chalavisha, and in terms of the Beitzim, it was Sifkatan Yir Aleph. And here we have Rabbi Kiva Eger taking the same approach. So, Mechalav we already described when we're dealing with the question of Eivim and Achai, that we're dealing over here with the way. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that this kind of was a tremendous delicacy in the time of Chazal, that we find all sorts of ma'achalim that were made with the mechalav. They used to make kimcha with the mechalav, they made kutach with the mechalav. In terms of chalav mesa, again, the question is as to whether this would be viewed as chalav imo. The classic example would be milk coming out of an udder, you shecht the cow, and then after the cow is already shechted, you can get milk out of, you can squeeze milk out of the udder, that's chalav mesa. And here Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, where do we draw the line in terms of chalav meta? Is meta, now see, had the girsa, actually it's the girsa within the shach. Now chalav meta, kulamar chalav shiyatse men olacha nisasa, loshna mesa me'atma, o nishkata. Now here we're dealing also with chalav nishkata. And so, what about a ben pekua? What about milk coming out of a ben pekua? Is that considered to be chalav imo? On one hand, it's alive. On the other hand, alpi dinis nishkat. Exactly, where do we, are we talking over here about a mesa the mesius, about a mesa the halacha? And you get the other side of the coin, what about chalav treifa? On one hand, chalav treifa, the treifa is alive. On the other hand, it's not chalav imo. A treifa, according to Chazal, cannot give birth. And so, all of these are questions exactly in terms of the nuances of Ashal Gedida Chalev Imo, how far does that go? Just in Me'inyan Adiyoma, in terms of Megillas Esther, the Rebbe Akiva Eiger points out that a chalav, that an animal which is a treifa, can become a mu'uberet, it can become pregnant, it just can't give birth. So he has a question, how do we define Chalev Imo? Imo means that there can be a vlad in its womb, or imo that the vlad can be born. Is that what defines an aim? And so over here he wants to distinguish between an av and an aim. Quotes the Gemara, the Yitachen, that to be a father it's enough to impregnate a woman, to make a woman pregnant. You don't necessarily have to have a living vlad come out of it, because that's the father's. He already finishes his avut the moment that the zera is niklat. Mashen can a mother, maybe that requires the process of birth. Maybe that at what point the father, he's already defined as a father when his wife is pregnant. So the woman can get a mazel tov as a mother when she gives birth. So there's a deek like that in the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says by Esther, Ein la av ve'em, and then it says, what does it say afterwards? Umeishemes avia v'ima, then Ramos avia v'ima, then Vayikacha Mordechai lo levad. So over there the Gemara is medayik that Ramos aviha mishenis abra, Ramos ima mishayolda. Why? What's the diik of the Gemara? Why does the Gemara say it? What's the problem? Ramos avia v'ima, that sometime during the 9 months of the pregnancy the father passed away and the mother passed away. I mean, at the end of 9 months. But why have the father passed away mishnit abra? Because that's when he became aviv. But most aviha, when he became aviv, the moment he became an av, he died. The moment her mother became a mother, she died. Right? That's that noise that was stressing the yasmus of Esther, that it was a total yitoma. As much as a person could be a yitoma, she was a yitoma. Okay, but that's nishtahin nishtaher, since Rabbi Akiva Eiger talks about this issue, so brought it up. I don't know if it's Rabbi Goldberg's nuts. Okay, Chalav Mesa, O Chalav Zachar, again a question as to whether this is viewed as Chalav Imo, O Bishol Dam B'Chalav. So Bishol Dam B'Chalav, here we have a deal of the Shach, that it says, Ein Loken Allah Chilas Mishim Basar B'Chalav, Mashma, that you would be Loke Mishpad Dam. So this brings us into a Machlokas Rishonim. What's the status of Dam Shebishlo? Bishol Dam B'Chalav. The Rashi and the Rambam hold that dam shebishlo, one is chayavan. It's considered to be dam, and that's what Machaber over here is quoting the Rambam. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Dam b'chalav pater v'nolkin yishum dasa b'chalav, but he's still lokim itzav dam shebishlo. Mashen came, most Rishonim disagree, and they hold that dam shebishlo is already eno roi l'mizbeach. That's the svara of Zeiri. And therefore, since it's not regular Lamis Beach, it doesn't have the status of real dam, and there will be no malkos on drinking dam she bishlo. It loses its status of dam. Like yayin she bishlo loses its status of yayin because it's no longer good for nisach hayayin. So dam she bishlo loses its status of dam. Here there's a long beer, Nikudas HaKesef, where the Nikudas HaKesef points out that even though we have the statement of Zairi that dam Shebishlo was not dam, however, if you go to the sugi over there in Chulin, the sugi seems to end up like the Rambam in Rashi, that the sugi seems to distinguish between Chatos HaPnimios, where we say that dam Shebishlo cannot be used for Zrika, as opposed to Chatos HaChitzonios and Chulin, where it can be used. And that's the way Rashi went to sugi, but that's where the Rambam paskins. So the fact that we have a mimer of Zairi is taken in the context of the sugya. Then the Kusa Kesef continues that maybe bichlal that there is no stira even between the mimer of Zairi, or maybe this bichlal is no machokas rishonim. That maybe we're talking over here about two forms of dam shebishlo. One form of dam shebishlo, the context of Zairi, is dam shebishlo o malacho. And you have a piece of meat that has dam in it. And either you're moleach the piece of meat, that the dam comes out of the piece of meat via malicha, or you're mavashel this raw piece of meat and the dam comes out via bishul. There we say that dam which comes out via malicha or bishul, that's not dam. Masha'im saying, what's the Rambam talking about? He's talking about if you take a piece of meat that has blood in it, and you squeeze the blood out of the meat. Now you have a cup of blood. And now you take that cup of blood and you mavashel it. Maybe that because out is dam d'oraisa. Namely, the dam which is extracted via bishul or malicha, that's not considered to be dam d'oraisa. But if you have dam, you cut the neck of an animal when you catch a cup of blood, and then you mevashel it, maybe that does have the status of dam d'oraisa. There's really no machokas rishonim, and there's no problem in terms of the sugi, etc. Okay, all of that is this principle of bishul dam b'chol. Everyone would agree if you had a cup of blood and you mevashel the cup of blood with chalav, that then you wouldn't get malkos of basar of chalav, but you would get malkos of dam. Okay, that's the mechaber. Then the Rama says chalav zachar lo mikri chalav klal the enough of a toch kederish or basar eno oser chalav mesa umei chalav asur osir amachal kamo chalav atzma v'afilu bebishul yesh leesar lechatzidla. So here, the Shach points out, Yitachen is no machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, even though it appears on the surface, certainly is a machlokes, because Cholav Zachar can relate to one of two sources of Cholav. Cholav which comes from a Behema Zachar, and Cholav which comes from an Adam Zachar, parallel to Cholav Isha. Cholav which comes from a Behema Zachar, there the Mechaber passing like the Rambam, that's Asur Drabanah. What the Ramah is saying is a Cholav Zachar, if we have a man who has a hormonal imbalance, and this man were to have Cholav, that's Lo Ikri Cholav Chal. However, that would be also L'chatchila Mitzad Marisayim. The same way that the Ramah L'shitaso says even by Cholav Isha you have an Iser of Marisayim. So over here, it could very well be that there is no Machlokas, even though on the surface there is a Machlokas. So then the Ramah moves over into new matters, a Yesh Omrim, and an Od Kosfu, and another Od Kosfu, that he says that even though these may be viewed as a Chumra B'Alma, B'chol Zot, these are things that one should be careful about. What are these areas? The Yesh Omrim, the Osir Lachtos Ha'esh, Tachas Kedera Sha'ovei Tochavim, Lefi Sheheim Mevashlim, Vahem Pa'amim Cholav, Pa'amim Basar, Hamachate Tachas Kedera Shalahem, Boli Dei Bishul, Basar b'chalav. That if, let's say, you're in a dormitory, and not in YU, hopefully, let's say you're at Columbia University, and there's a microwave, and everyone on the floor uses the microwave. So if there is something of someone else in the microwave, you shouldn't put your food in and turn it on, because who knows what he has in there, and you may be cooking basar b'chalav the moment that you turn on the microwave that has his item and your item. And kanira, this was a very big problem, that in when people to travel from one place to another, they would take turns in the hotels, or whatever you want to call them, the afsanyot, of stoking the fire. So not one person would have to stay there, and everyone had supper together. There's one fire, and the fire was stoked by every individual. So here's the problem, that if there's goyish food there, maybe the pot was used for cholav, and now they're cooking basar, or vice versa, now you're cooking up basar v'cholav. Over here, Rabbi Kiva Eger raises the question of Davar Sheino Miskaven. Sof, you're into cooking your food. The goy has a pot there. And so, you know, that's not your kavana. It's a psik reisha. So the Rabbi Akiva points out, it's not a psik reisha. Who says that the goy has a pot that was used for chalav and now it's being used for basar? So you have a situation where you have a suffix as to whether you have a metzias of Yisr over here, and you have no, and you're not miskaving. That's mutar b'chalat Torah kula. That if you do an act which A, you have no kavana to do an Yisr, and B, it's not necessary that an Yisr is going to be done, it's mutar. That's why Paskin that you're allowed to be gorer kisei shulchan umita. You're allowed to be gorer on hard ground, because your purpose is getting the kisei from place A to place B. And the fact that you may be making a charis, you may be over Yisr Choresh, maybe yes, maybe no. Davar Sheino Miskaven is mutar. So it's only yasser if it's a psik reisha. If it's a drag a piano, that would be yasser. But if you're dragging a chair, that would be mutar. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asks, why over here do we have Yeshom Shasser Lachto Seish? This is a classic Davar Sheino Miskaven. So here Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives us a little shir in Hilchos Shabbos. And that is that we have what's classically called the psik reisha lisha avar and the psik reisha lehaba. The whole din that we distinguish between psik reisha and davar sheino miskaven, between whether it's vada going to happen or not vada going to happen, that's only as a question as to what is going to happen. What is going to be the result of my action? When I open the refrigerator door, will the light go on or will the light not go on? Is it definite the light will go on or is it not definite the light will go on? That's where we have a question of Davar Sheino Miskaven and Psik Reisha. However, if we have a situation where we don't know the Metzius, namely the Metzius currently is going to determine what's going to happen. We don't know the Metzius. That's not called a problem of Davar Sheino Miskaven. That's a classic suffix. And if we're talking about an Yisr D'oraisa, we say suffix D'oraisa L'chumra. For example, let's say there is a closet, and there may or may not be flies in the closet. Question is, can I close the door of the closet? If there are flies in the closet, I'm over an Yisr of Tzad. If there aren't flies in the closet, I'm not over an Yisr of Tzad. I don't know whether there are flies in the closet. My purpose in closing the closet is not to catch flies. My purpose is that the room will look neat. So can I close the closet door? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, that's not a din of Davar Sheino Miskaven. There is an Iser of Seda. If we're dealing on a Seda on a Daraisa claim, so Safek Daraisa L'chumra. If it's Seda Durabana, because it's Davar Sheino Miminon Nitzot, it's Safek Durabana L'kula, but it's a classic Safek. Namely, it's not nothing to do with the world of Davar Sheino Miskaven. Davar Sheino Miskaven is, what will be the result of my act? Will I make a chritz or will I not make a chritz? But if the result is already known by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of the Metzius, either there are or there aren't flies. I just don't know that. But the Metzius is one way or the other. That's not a Davar Sheino Miskaven or a Psik Reisha. That's a suffix. That's a classic suffix. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out that that's a machlokas achronim. That in Hilchos Shabbos, in Siman Shin, that's the wrong volume. Anyway, in Hilchos, that's okay. Just look it up yourself. In Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Tet Zayin, if I'm not mistaken. He quotes it over here. He quotes Shin Yud Vav, so we'll call it Shin Tet Zayin. Okay, Shin Tet Zayin, the Taz over there, Sif Katan Gimel, compares the two. The Taz says that if Sik Reisha Risha Avar is the same as if Sik Reisha Lehaba. And most Achronim over there disagree with the Taz. They say, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, these are two different worlds. The Bir Halacha brings you over there the whole literature of the Rishonim and the Achronim, and he points out that the Taz has a Das Yochid, a Rishon to be Samnachan, that there's a Ramban in Yuma. The Ramban in Yuma deals with the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur who has to do Tzila. And the question is, what to do if the Kohen Gadol is a bit of an Isthmus and the water is very, very cold? How can we heat the water on Shabbos? So, on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara speaks about the fact that you would take hot metal rods and you throw them into the water in a way that it would not reach Yad Soledetbo. So there's no problem of Bishul. So the Ramban asks, there's a problem of Siruf, that when you throw a hot metal rod into water, then it turns into cast iron. That's a makibat patish. It makes the iron stronger. when you have this heat and then cold, it makes the iron stronger. What's the process called? You know, it's forging. It's like it's a process of forging. You're forging the iron, and that's a malacha of and that's a malacha makir patish. So now Ravan answers, we don't know if it was forged already. Forging is something which is done once in the lifetime of a piece of iron. Once it's already done, it's done. We don't know if this piece of iron was forged and wasn't forged. And therefore, it's a davar kana miskaveh. My kavanah isn't to forge. My kavanah is to heat the water for the Kohen Gadol. So I have kavanah to heat the water. I may not be doing a malacha over here. That's why it's mutter. This is not a psik reisha of a haba. This is a psik reisha of a shavar. Either it was forged or it wasn't forged. It's similar to the flies in the closet. Either they're there or they're not there. And yet the Ramban calls it a davar kana miskaveh. It doesn't say it's a safek doraisa. So you see, like the test. Okay, in any case, Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings that in over here, that maybe we can be more heter for the Ovrei Drachim. But even though the Ramah says that Yesham Sha'asar Lachtos, the Cholzot is Unji more heter, according to the Taz and the Ramban, that this is considered to be a Zavashan of Miskaven, because in his language it's Kimat Eiefsher for the Ovrei Drachim to deal with this issue without getting involved in problems of Eivad, Arkei Shalom, etc., with the goyim who are in this area. Yes.
So we think in opening the refrigerator, that's not secretion of mission avar.
That's a test. You see, it depends what the question is. If the question is the bulb screwed in or not, that's a secretion of mission avar. If the question is in other words, is this a refrigerator that every time you open the door. Could there be a loose circuit over here, Mashu Kase? Can I open the door a little bit without turning on the light? Mashu Kainze. That would be a secretion of the Haba. That's more similar to pulling the chair, and you don't know what the result is going to be. Okay? So each case has to be taken on its own merits as to whether the question is what is the Mitzius currently existing, or what will be the result of my act. Simply, I don't know my own strength. I don't know how far things are going to be taken.
Is there any meaning of pickle here? That there's so much more kosher food and just a little bit of non-kosher food.
What? No. Why should that make a difference? It's not all together. If I have five things on the fire, four of them are basar, one is basar b'chalav, there's no hedder for me to cook basar b'chalav because it's only 20% of that which I'm cooking. And these are cooking basar b'chalav. Okay, so yesham da'asar l'achtos ha'esh tachas kederes avi kochavim. Another chumra we should be aware of. She'ein la'arev mayim shehidichu b'hem klei basar im mayim shehidichu b'hem klei chalav v'litein lifnei ha'behema. That, you know, animals, we would want to enrich their water with all sorts of calories and minerals and vegetables. I don't know all sorts of vitamins. So we have dishwater. That dishwater contains a lot of things that are very nutrients. So so what they used to do is the dishwater to serve to the hamos. But if you're going to mix the made clay basa with the made clay chalav, then you may have a problem over here. Why? Dasurim b'hanah. Basa b'chalav is not only usur b'achila, it's also usur b'hanah. How do we have over here a creation of basa b'chalav? Doesn't create basa b'chalav? Don't we need bishul? So the shach gives an ukimta. What's the ukimta? Hainu shehidicham b'mayim roasting. The irvam kain roasting. That we have to set up an ukimta of derech bishul, namely that these were mixed together on a level of heat, and so we have over here bishul basar v'chalav. It's problem number one. Problem number two is feeding it to the animal, so we have an iser of bishul, and we have an iser over here also of hana'a. Yeah, okay. Again, what you could say, similar to what we said a minute ago, is that at the end, the Ramah says that all of these are only chumras bi'alma, so you could say it's a chumra bi'alma simply to mix the two when they're cold. That's in the fancy Shulchan Aruch, the new ones. There's a column on the side called He'aros, Hagos, the He'aros. Someone mentions that over there. Okay. In terms of simply as a ha'ara, in terms of it only says over here asurim b'hanoah. According to the ukimta said by the Shach, it should say asur b'bishul b'hanoah. You have a bishul of cooking them together and isur hanoah. But the kiveger asked that question. Koshali and came to vad hanoah litzal arid mitam isur bishul. So he wants to say that maybe we're talking over here about where you have shishim of one water against the other water, and then you're not going to be creating bas of a chalav. You're probably going to be isur chatchila. And that's the problem. Okay, those are ukimta. Let's see the third scenario of the Ramah. Va'od kasu the hakli she'osin bo mayim l'chafifas harosh. You make, they used to use homemade shampoo. So the kli in which you made the homemade shampoo, ain l'shamish bo. You shouldn't cook your chalon in that pot. Why? The osin osa. How did you make shampoo? What was the recipe for making shampoo? The osin oso made afer sha'al hakira. That they used to make it from. They needed something that would serve as a abrasive agent. So the abrasive agent was ash, and the ashes were the ashes that were gathered from the furnace. From the stove, urigilu sulis arid sham basar b'chalav. In the ashes, you have burnt basar and you have burnt chalav, and the basar and chalav are being burnt together. So now you have ashes of basar b'chalav, and so when this shampoo has as an ingredient basar b'chalav, and you're cooking it, and so this pot now is asar because this pot was belaya basar b'chalav. What's going on over here? The Taz says later on, not by us, but in Siman Sadi Hey, if I'm not mistaken, that we have over here a stira between the Mechaber and the Ramah. If you look in Siman Sadi Hey Sif Dalet. Siman Sadi Hey Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says, Yeroi Elid, Alpi Sparah. Ve'im nafnu efer b'mayim chamim shebiyore kodem shehinichu hakederos bisocha af al pisha shuman dobuk bahen muter ayidei ha'efer hu nosein ta'am lufgam. That if a person wants to wash milk and fleshic dishes together, then what he should do is put some ashes in the water before he mixes them together, and that efer will not allow for a basar v'chalav to be created, because the afer is no same time lufgam. So the Taz asked the Ramah by us is osir. The Ramah by us says not to use the kli of the shampoo, because that kli was b'leia basar v'chalav, but we're talking about afer. Here we're talking about afer. So the Mechaber says that afer creates no same time lufgam. And the Ramah seems to feel that even when something is afer, it's not no same time with gum. That's the kasha that Taz in Siman Sarihei, Sivkatan Tesvav. Da al yedei ha'afer no same time with gum, ulefiza ein isrim nafal boris, shekarim zayif. So, she'ase michele betoch tashil. Why? Because it's made of afer. And the afer is not no same time with gum. But sarach yin ha'razo, do le'el b'siman pei zayin, kasav ha'ramah, the kli she'osim bo mayim chafifas harosh regilusu le'erel sham basar v'chalav akam l'shono. So the question is, kevin shan seitam with gam ain sham ha'isir basar v'chalav l'gamrei, etc. So here we have to answer this question of the Taz. We have the crazy uplacy that we already saw, that our Ramah is the source of the crazy uplacy, that there's no isir of no seitam with gam, sorry, that there's no heter of no same time with gum, like when we already have basar v'chalav. Namely, the Taz brought a raya that basar v'chalav, the afer, the ashes are min ha'nikbarim. It's like radioactive waste. that even after it's burnt, it has to be buried. And we said that basar v'chalav is asur even shaloka derech achilasa. We spoke about this in our hakdama. So therefore, over here, what's the problem? We're afraid that in the oven you had leftover basar, scraps of basar, leftover chalav, and now it's cooked together. That became basar v'chalav. And then it was heated and heated and heated until it turns into ether. That ether, says the crazy or placey, will always remain asur. Why? Because there's no din of no same time with gam. Once something is basar v'chalav. Siman tzadihei, that's preempting. We pointed out that we can preempt basar v'chalav with no same time with gam. That if we have a no same time with gam, we won't allow something to become basar v'chalav. That's siman tzadihei. And in siman pei zayin, we're dealing with when something is basar v'chalav, then that ether of basar v'chalav is still no same time with gam, and would still be a problem then in terms of an ingredient in the shampoo, that this would make the kli also, even though the kli is balea, the ether of the basar v'chalav, once you have basar v'chalav already, it remains usur. No same time with gam won't be a heter. So over here, this is the makor of the crazy placey, where regilasul is arev sham basar v'chalav, and therefore it's usur lishtamish. If you don't want to learn the crazy placey, you saw that it was very mechudash, it's not mentioned anywhere, then we have a very simple way of learning, and that is that we pointed out that even when you have a kli that was balea basar v'chalav and it's no same time with gam, it's also to use l'chatzila. And even if a kli eno ben yomo, we saw in Siman Kuf Gimel, that it's also to use l'chatzila. So it's being pointed out over here. In Achinami, the kli of the shampoo was balea basar v'chalav, no same time with gam. But a kli that was balea no same time with gam, behold, it is still aser l'chatzila. So you could learn the whole din over here on a l'chatzila plane. You don't have to learn it on a b'dievet plane. You can break the raya of the crazy placey simply by saying that a kedera that was used for cooking basar v'chalav, even if it's eno ben yomo, or even if it's no same time with gam, it's still aser l'chatzila. That could also be. Okay, so in any case, you should just be aware that this is the makar of the crazy placey. However, we can ask another question. Sorry, yes?
What is wrong with that? Are you just making the shampoo? Or are you talking about making the shampoo using the pot or something else?
He's talking about, there was a special pot that was used for making shampoo. Question is, can you use that pot that was used for making the shampoo for something else? So the question is, how can you make the shampoo if it's basar v'chalav together? Question number one. Question number two, how can you use the shampoo? Isn't basar v'chalav asur b'hanah? Okay. So in terms of making the shampoo, so one can answer that this is only uregilasulis arev sham basar v'chalav. We don't know whether there's basar v'chalav or not. So we say that, to make the shampoo, we can assume maybe there's not basar v'chalav in order to then use it in cooking and something else. Again, it's a chumur l'chatchila. In terms of using the shampoo, so that's the shach over here, sifkat amchav. The shach says, ha'adlo mitzvah mehay taima l'chafifas harosh, isn't basar v'chalav basar v'hanah? How can we use the shampoo? It has the basar v'chalav ingredient, shaharei nehene. So he answers, mishum d'lirchotz rosho, Kevon she'eno davar shel achila lo choshiv hana'a. Kevon she'eno nehene miguf ha'iser u'kamoshi isboyer lekaman siman sadidalad ayen shah. Here the Shach gives us a rule, a very, very important rule, and that is as follows. That if you have mamashus of basar v'chalav, then you're not allowed to be nehene from that mamashus of basar v'chalav in any which way. If we were to have real basar v'chalav, then you couldn't use the shampoo if it had real basar v'chalav in it. However, over here we don't have real basar v'chalav. We have tam of basar v'chalav. When you have tam of basar v'chalav, then it's only usur a hanoas achila, either your achila, a dog's achila. But in other words, so when you're being nenen migufa isur from the be'en of basar v'chalav, that's asur b'hanah, even shelo kederech achila. That's asur just to sell it. If you make paint with a basar v'chalav ingredient, then to sell the paint and make a profit on it, that would be getting hanah from basar v'chalav. However, if we're just dealing with tam basar v'chalav, then kevan she'eino davar shel achila lo chashuv hana'a. Where do we see this lekam on Siman Sadi Dalet? So if you look in Siman Sadi Dalet in Sif Gimel at the end, he points out that if we were to have a kedera that has a bliya of basar v'chalav, we couldn't use it to cook in as long as it's basyoma. However, mutar laseis v'tocha peros otzonein kevan shelo nehenem migufa iser. You can use this kedera as a storage for storage, simply to store peros or tzonein, something cold. Because what is in the kedera tam basar v'chalav? Tam basar v'chalav is only aser b'hanoas achila, and since you're not nehenem migufa iser. And therefore, if you're only going to use it for storage, you're not being ne'ene hano'as achila. That's what the Taz and the Shach point out over there in Siman Sadi Dalet. According to Reb Chaim, it makes a lot of sense. We point out, according to Reb Chaim, the whole din of Tam Ki'ikar is only a din of achila. It doesn't have any meaning out of the realm of achila. So even the hano'ah of Tam Basar B'cholav is only an iser if one is ne'ene from the achilas. Basar v'chalav, not from the prophet. Yes? By? But that would be because that is the equivalent of shesiyah. Now, sika kishtiya. That washing one's hair would be considered to be sika. I don't know if that would be considered to be sika. Generally, sika, I mean, you move into the same question, parallel question, in terms of brushing teeth on Shabbos. Anyway, sika is when you put something on your body that you want to remain there. You rub bengay into your body, that's sika. But if you were to put something in and wash it off, put something on your head in order to wash it off, I don't know if that would have a din of sika. The same way that the Rav has other achronim want to say that maybe you could brush your teeth on Shabbos. You're mamareach, you're spreading toothpaste on your teeth in a very, very thin level, and that is that's a malacha d'oraisa mamareach. Since you're washing it off immediately afterwards, so that's not considered the mareach. So here also, yitzachein ma'od, that if you're going to put it on and immediately wash it off, that wouldn't be considered to be a din of sicha. Yeah?
It's something that's in Tamas Kam, that's not a matter to be in the Vashal Basra. So how that solve the case in the Tarihei, where the milk is in Tashi Pas, you're allowed to wash them together?
That's a very good question. We'll come to it when we get to Tarihei. That's what everyone asks over there. I mean, still, you know, how could you wash it with Chachila? Right, it's a good question. There is a heter of one from the Syrian community. Someone to use the dishwasher for milchik and fleishik simultaneously, as long as he puts soap in. However, it's not a heter, it's a chachila. Okay, we'll deal with it then. Where were we? Okay, lachen yesh leser gam lishtamish min hakederos shol tanurim shebeis achoref mishum nitzim aleim lefamim basar v'chalav min hakederos shemavashlim batanurim ubedieved in lachlush b'cholze. Question is whether we have to worry about it when you have on the same stove you want to have milchik pots and fleishik pots. Do we worry that there's going to be a certain degree of spillage or drafts going from one pot to another pot? So lechatchila, there is an inyan b'di'evin in lachosh b'chol zeh. The Shach points out, if the kederos are of matechet, ain lahachmir afilu lechatchila. Most of our pots are matechet. Why ain lahachmir afilu lechatchila? Mishum da'afim hayanitas hayachozer umitla ben ayadei ha'esh. Now we pointed out that when we're dealing with hetera bala, all we require is libun kal. Libun kal is the equivalent of hagala. So when you're heating something on the fire, lechora, the heat of the outer surface could be the equivalent of a libun kal. That's our heter to use the same grates on a stove for basar and chalav. You have a grate used for basar. Because even if something spilled over onto the grate, we have a libun kal that burns it to vaporize it, burns it to nothingness before you put the other pot on. So here also we have this libun kal. Okay, that's what we have over here then in the Ramah. So Ramah brings up a lot of cases that have relevance to Hilchos Shabbos, to Yisurei Hana'ah, Din of Sikresha. All these halachas are brought up. Yeah. Anything else I wanted to mention? Okay, let's continue. Siv Zayin. Hamvashel Shliel B'chalav. Chayav. V'chein ha'ochlo. Namely, up to now, we dealt with what is chalav. We define chalav. What's considered to be chalei dimo. We define bishul. Now we have to find basa. Right? You require, it takes three to tango. You need bishul, chalav, and basar. Three. So how do we define basar? So a shliel, the embryo is also defined as a basar. V'chein ha'ochel, avavashel shilia, the embryotic sac. Oh, or the gidim, the atzamos, the ikare karnayim, utzlafim harakim, patur. So here, our problem is we learned already Hilchos Taharos. And we know that Atzamos, according to the Mechaber, are Heter Gomor. If you recall, we had a whole Dion in terms of bones, and we saw according to the Mechaber that bones are Mitzaris Leheter. That if we have a bone, a Nevela with bone falling into a Kedera, the Nevela is Easter, the bone of the Nevela is Mitzaris Leheter. So why over here does the Mechaber say that Atzamos are Patur, that we have over here in Easter Drabanan, that they're considered to be Basar Midrabanan? Ha'ochlam Patur is considered to be Basar Midrabanan. So that question was asked by the Prima Gadim, and he gives a direction, I think he quotes Minchas Yaakov, that you have to read the Mechaber Atzamos Rakim, Ikare Karnayim Rakim. Tulafim Rakim. Maybe the word Rakim goes back on Atzamos as well. And we saw in Hilchos Basar V'Cholav, in Hilchos Tarovas, in Siman Saditet, that Atzamos Rakot are considered to be Basar. Atzamos Rakot are Basar. Atzamos Kashos are not Basar. The Mechaber over there dealt with Atzamos Kashot. That's not Basar. Here the Mechaber is dealing with Atzamos Rakim. Atzamos Rakot, that is Basar. And the word Rakim is an adjective describing not only Ikare Karnayim Utzlafim, but also describing the atzamot. So, that's possible. However, then you would have a question, why is it only patur? So that should be chayef d'oraisa. If it's atzamos rakim, it's like basar. So it should already be basar d'oraisa. However, there is another direction that I heard from Rav Zalman Nachemya Goldberg. He wanted to link this in with a rush in Psachim. What's a rush in Psachim? The question is, why are atzamos not considered to be basar? After all, they're part of the animal. You have a cow. A cow, a good part of its body weight, of its density, is atzamos. So why should we think that the atzamos are not considered to be basar? The answer is because it's not roi lachila. That when the Torah spoke about machovos asuras, the achdishavos for Torah, etc., it dealt about parts of the animal that are roi lachila. This isn't roi la'achila. Atzamos rakos, yes. Atzamos kashos, no. However, the question is, what happens when you have something which is not roi la'achila, but someone, for some strange reason, decides to eat it? Is there a problem? So that's what we call achshavei. That's the rush in Psachim. That we have a Mishnah in Psachim on that kafalachim days, which says that if you have chametz, Shecharacho, that you left it in the toaster and forgot it. Characho kodim zmano. Before Pesach, this chametz was burnt to a crisp, to the degree that it's eino roi lachilas kelev. So we paskin, it's mutter b'hanoah. It's mutter b'hanoah. That you're allowed to, if you know someone who collects ashes, you're allowed to, if they have, you know, you can deposit and get a quarter, nickel, penny. You're allowed to get hanoah from it even on Pesach. It's mutter b'hanoch because it's not considered to be chametz. It's eino roi la'achila from before Pesach. That's the Mishnah says. Chametz shecharacho lefnei zmano mutter b'hanoch. Says the Rosh, avol aser b'achila. Let's say you decide that you want to practice eating matzah. So on the night of the Seder, before you eat matzah, you decide to practice on this piece of burnt toast to get into the shvum, right? And so you want to eat this burnt toast. It's aser b'achila. Why is it aser b'achila? It's eino roi la'achilas kelev. That's not the name of chametz. So the Rosh says, it's also midrabbanan because of achshavei. Namely, that even though for the whole world it's a neroi l'achila, if you're going yet and eating it, it means that for you, it's considered to be a ma'achal. Where did the Rosh pull this Easter of achshavei out of a hat? How did he know such an Easter of achshavei? The answer is, if you look in Sakefiyya Talmudis, you'll find that there's an achshavei midaraisa in certain realms. For example, in those of you who learn Shavuos, next to the Yeshiva learning, no, it's not so many. What? Shavuos. And Yeshiva someday will learn Shavuos. So, that's Yomi, right? You learn Shavuos. You learn Shavuos, so there's a Gemara which speaks about the fact that if you make a Shavua, you're not going to eat, and you go ahead and you eat dirt, you're over your Shavua. I, dirt ain't a roi l'achila. But if you're eating dirt, then for you, this is considered to be an ochel. And that's considered to be your over Yeshua. You're going to get Malkos on Bal Yachol Devaro. That's considered to be an Yisr Daraisa. And we have Achshavei in the world of Shavuos. So that could be because of Lashon Bnei Adam. How do you define Lo Ochal? Or there's a Chacham Tzvi who puts Achshavei into the Machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That we paskin that Midaraisa, you only get Malkos if you eat a shear of Macholos Asuros. What if you eat chatzis shir, half kazayis of chaylev, half a kazayis of nevela? So the machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish is that aser midaraisa. There are no malkos, but it's an aser daraisa. So Rav Yochanan paskins it's aser daraisa. Aye, why is it aser daraisa? Torah says, kol chaylev lo tochal. Not allowed to eat chaylev. Eating is defined as a shir. So the Chacham Tzvi says, according to Rav Yochanan, this is achshavei. This person who's eating a chatzis shir views the chatzis shir as his achila. He wants to eat a chatzis shir. So here we have an achshavei that creates an iser d'oraisa. So says the Rosh, not only do we have an achshavei, or we can learn out, a binyanav, since we find in realm X and Y that we have achshavei d'oraisa, came along Rabbanan, and they said that achshavei is always aser. We have b'chol ha'tara kula, achshavei is considered to be aser d'rabbanan. So then we can explain over here, that's the din of atzamas. Atzamas are pasur. Why? Because we have over here a din of achshavei. Your mevashel, the atzamas with chalav, you want to eat them. So then, so that turns it into an iser d'rabbanan. What do we do about the mechaber in siman saditet? Why don't we apply achshavei back to siman saditet? Very simple. How does siman saditet begin? Chatichas nevela sheyesh ba'basar ba'atzamas shenofla l'kidei ras heter. Nofla. You didn't put it in there in order to get the taste. It fell in. If it fell in, that's not achshavei. Achshavei is when you are proactive. When you do something in order to eat it, that's achshavei. Something falls in. No. That's why, if you recall, we pointed out that there's a chavas das, that there's no din of chatzishir in a ta'arovas. Why? Because according to Chacham Tzvi, what's a din of chatzishir? You want to eat a chatzishir. If it falls into a tarovis, there's no raya that you want to eat it. It fell into the tarovis. In other words, you're not showing that you're machshiv to be eaten together. So that's sort of the way Rav Zalman Nechemya wanted to learn over here, this din of atzamas. This din of atzamas is a din of achshavei. If we learn that way, that will forever kasha of the Prima Gaon. Look at the Pisle Tshuva. Pisle Tshuva sifkot and tesvav. He quotes, Ayein b'shelos t'shuvos shebesof sefer Minchas Yaakov. We pointed out that the Minchas Yaakov wrote a parish of the Toras Chatos. In the back of the Toras Chatos, there are tshuvos of the Minchas Yaakov. Siman Tetzayim. This is a Maisa Shehaya, what happened to BMT when they were in Tzfat. I won't say the name of the hotel. V'tashil shel chalav, shenimsa v'tocho etzem chalul. That there was this tashil shel chalav. I don't remember exactly what the situation was. Face noodles and cheese or whatever, and then they found a bone, a meat bone that was floating around in this tashil shalchala, and the meat bone was hollow. The yesh listapik dilma haya betocho moach. Maybe once there was marrow in this bone. Marrow is meat. V'namas betocha tashil v'leka shishin betashil neged oso chalul shabeetzem. They were meshayer. And this halal of the etzem, this hole in the bone, if it were to have been filled with marrow, means you'd have over here basavachov. There wasn't shishim in the tashil against the amount in the marrow. So we have over here a question. Was there marrow? Wasn't there marrow? So minchas yakov paskin, suffix the Easter daraisa l'chumra. And the Beis Lechem Yehuda on the same question was Matir Lo Machzakinan Isura Lo Marshaya Betocho Moach. Now we're creating Geish Me'ayim. Maybe this bone's been floating around. Maybe some cat threw it in. Who says that there was ever Moach in the bone to begin with? So it's a question: is it Tafshil Aser? Is it Tafshil Not Aser? So the Prima Gadim says, what are they talking about? Why did they get involved in Shishim? Sabek Daraisa Lachumra. Forget about the hole in the bone. The bone itself is a problem of basar v'chalav. That's what it says over here in the Mechaber. Ha'atzamos patur, that's asar midrabanan. Ha'ochlam patur, it's asar midrabanan. Who cares about the moach? The etzim should be asar. No. What's the answer according to the to our schnitz? What? It's nachal. This is a case of nafal. When do we have a din of the mechaber of zayin? That's lechatchila. You take an etzin, you cook it with meat. Now we have a din of achshavei. That's patur. The moment that it's nafal, so there's no achshavei. So we can't use over here siman tei zayin. We have to go back to siman saditet. Going back to siman saditet, the atzamos hakashim are mutzer. So what is the problem then? Only maybe there was moach. Maybe there was some rakut that was basar. Yeah, so that answers the prima gadim. Okay, very nice. There is one question again. In Yonah Diyoma, we're getting close to Pesach, and that is, would we say this din of achshave in terms of medication? Namely, let's say I have a raw material of macholos asuros. I have, if it's vitamin E, the source of the vitamin E is some animal source, and I am eating it for medicinal purposes. Do I say that since it's ain't a roi la achila, no one in his right mind would ever eat vitamin E, so it's mutzer, it's ain't a roi la achila skelev, or since I am taking it for medicinal purposes, I am swallowing it, I am eating it, that this is considered to be achshavei and it should be a problem midrabana. So this is a problem in medications in general, and in terms when it comes to Pesach, what if the medication consists of chametz, but it's ain't a roi la achila in its current form? You know, do we have to worry about the source of the medication? Medication has yeast. Medication has some other source of comments. So yitachen that that's a machlokas rishonim. If you go back, those who have a bigger shulchan aruch, if you go back to Siman Pei Aleph, just know that if you ever want to take the Rabbanut HaRashit Tuchinot, we've already covered most of the material, because between Hilchos Melicha and Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, we have all these small simanim about Dvarim Hayotzim and Achai. And Dam and Tola, and we covered most of it in the course of our learning. So we have over here that Cholav Behema V'Chaya Tmeya Utrefa is Aser. We have a rule, Hayotze Min HaTamei Tamei. The question is, what about, excuse me, Meirag Leha? What about the urine of a Behema Tmeya? What about camel urine? Is that Mutar or Aser? So the Mechaber says, Asurim Kibasara. Might not mean if talking about milk or urine. We have a din of kol yotze min hatamei tamei. V'yesh misha matir b'mei ragleha. Machlokes rishonim. Bali HaTosfos, the Rosh, our Oser, Rambam is makir. What kind of machlokes is that? What's machlokes based on? So yitachein, machlokes is as follows. That l'chora, these mei raglayim of a gamal are eino rohoi l'achilas kelev. Why then do we even have a question about it? Because in the time of Chazal, they were used as a medication. There was an illness called Yarkuna. I assume it may be similar to hepatitis. The person turns green. And one of the medications was this meraglayim of a chamor, of a behema tzmeya. So the question would be, do we say, since it's ain't a roi, we don't apply the dinav, kolat yotzim atamei tamei? Or do we say that since we have over here achshavei, the person is taking it on purpose, that already would turn it back into an ochel. And it could be, everyone agrees it's a din of achshavei when we take something to eat. The question is, what if you're taking it not because you want the hanoas achila, not just like chopping on bones, but because you view it for medicinal purposes? Is that considered to be achshavei? So that could be a machlokas over here between the Rambam and the Rosh. Could be. There's a whole question, what's a machlokas? That could be pressed a machlokas, yes. The Rosh is by Achila. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says over there, Mutar Bahana, by Chamesh Shacharachal, the same as Manoah. Mutar b'hanoa, says the Rosh, however, means Rabban and it's also b'achila. Okay, the Makoros are by achila. Shavua Shavu Ochal, the Din of Kasi Shir, all the Makoros are in the world of achila. Yes, Jack?
I'm a little puzzled by the end here of Zion, with the issue of horns, hooves, and things like that. It seems here, from my reading, that this would be mother, or to consume, right?
No, it says potter. Potter in the language of the world of Machalos Asuros means potter aval asar, means it's potter da oraisa, but it's asar da rabbana. That's what the word potter means, yes?
The
Rosh might agree that it's the same like the Rosh. That's what I'm saying. It's an open question as to whether the Rosh is Din of Ashtaveh applies if you're taking it not for Hanoat Hachech, but for Avodas Hashem in terms of keeping your goof, your goof. Yeah, but the problem is, if you're consuming it, would this be defined as an akshave of achila? That's exactly the question. In terms of medications, there's a whole machlokes as to whether one has to worry about the gelatin in the capsule, etc. A, that one's swallowing, so one only has, you know, maybe you are bypassing hanoas achech by swallowing as opposed to chewing. And B, maybe the chlal, since it's eno roi la achila, it's not a problem. So that's a machlokes achronim. There are, you know, it's between three vitamins and so those who give hasherim and all the vitamins hold that you have a bigger problem, and therefore, once you machmir, that all the ingredients in the vitamins should be mutar b'achila. And there's room to distinguish between a vitamin which is chewed, a vitamin which is swallowed, and there may be room to distinguish between chametz, or maybe more machmir, as opposed to during the course of the year, more nekil. Okay, also maybe the distinction whether you really need it, or it's just lahag do Torah lahadira, this you think this will keep you going another few years. Yes?
Much insulin is made from
animal
insulin. How do people rule on insulin?
Usually it's injected, no?
Or it can be through more oral.
I'm saying it's better, in other words, halachically, to deal with it if it doesn't go through the mouth. It's better to deal with it with injection. But actually, you know, it's a question. Okay, ches. Yesh mi she'omer, also if it's a question of pikuach nefesh, so borer that pikuach nefesh is docha all of these of machalos asuros. Yesh mi she'omer d'nisyuvei d'chelva. Okay, we're back to our Kurdzin way. So over here, nisyuvei d'chelva, eino bichlal mechalav ve'aser min ha-Torah. Ela mechalav haino la'achar she'osim ha-gvina she'mevashem ha-nisyuvei. We pointed out that there is a two-step process of precipitation. So the question is, when the Machaber previously said, quoted the Rambam as saying, that mechalav is a suffix as to whether this is considered to be chalav imo, and it's only aser drabanan, are we talking about precipitation number one or precipitation number two? Are we talking about the whey or the water on top of the leather? Right? Which of those are the mechalav? V'lonishbar l'mayit v'alma, z'an mikra mechalav. Again, this goes in two directions. A, it may go l'kula, this may not be chalev imo, may be able to use it as an ingredient in with basar, and may not be over for edisar. And goes the chumra that we may be moving out of the realm of chalav and into the world of Eivir Min HaChai. And that was the Arayim. So it's a two-edged sword. So,
how do we rule the difference between your use of May chalav and what you had said before, the Arayim of May chalav?
Right, so a question over here is on a Daraisat Rabbanan play. Namely, Barur that we have over here in Isur Drabana. The question is, we also have an Isur Daraisa. So those that say that Wei is Asur Daraisa, and those that say that Wei is Asur Drabana. That's the question over here. We pointed out that there's a Chumrah, that perhaps when you already have Wei, and then you do a second precipitation, there's a Chumrah that second precipitation may already be Eivir Min HaChai, the Chumrah of the Arayim. But over here, it's a question of the Oraisa or Drabanan.
So here, when he uses the steel day, and then he uses mehala, but elsewhere, that he's describing as his first.
Right. So the question. Correct. So what he points out is that you have sources that are very medayek and distinguish between mechalav and meimechalav, and you have sources where sometimes the word mechalav may refer to the meimechalav. That's over here. His yesh omrin. It's unclear when the Rambam spoke about mechalav was referring to the first precipitation we call the way or the second precipitation. Which of these goes down to a drabanan level? So those that say that way is also Doraisa and only the second precipitation is Rabbana, there are those that say that even the way, the Nisyubei Zechalba, the first precipitation is also Aser Drabbanan, because it's no longer Chalev Imo, it's no longer the same form in which it came out of the udder of the cow.
So, trying to make cheese, I want to know what I'm in trouble about. This liquid that comes out, this clear liquid that would come out either both from the first separation and then it includes from the cheese itself.
Yes.
Are both of those liquid for a halo?
So again, here we're dealing with, can you cook basar with either those liquids? So you say to cook basar with either those liquids is aser drabana. As to whether you're allowed to drink the liquid per se, so mi'ikar hadin, according to everyone, yes, except there is one day in the Urayim that the liquid that's exuded from the cheese should be put down the drain. That's what we call a briska chumrah. And that in other words, that if you want to be machmir, you can be machmir, but don't call that a normative halacha. It's a chumrah. It's not meikar hadin. Okay, we'll stop over here. Basically, we have one topic left in Siman Pei Zayin, and that's cheese. How do we make cheese? All of the permutations of dealing with cheese. And then, as you saw, Peichet and Peitet are a breeze. Sadi, it's not so much a breeze. Just a little technical. And then we move over, Yirtzeh Hashem, into Tzadi Aleph. And onwards, we move over into the equivalent of Kufei, namely the dinim of Tarel, that's what we call practical Basar V'chalav questions. Okay. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay, so the next Chabura...